All right. How about if someone owns, say, he owns 5 acres, how much land would that be? You know, that would be a of land. And you were talking about passel earlier. This is just another term like
if you're talking about a residential deal, it would be a lot of land. If you're talking about a farm, it's a little bit of land.
Okay. Now, what if you owned a great bit of land? You know, you might say that's a... How would you refer to that?
I would say it's a lot of land.
How about... you ever heard anybody say right smart?
Right smart, yes. That has been a common term.
That's really good. That's a right smart.
I don't know exactly what area I'm... smart is a term I've heard a great deal.
Okay. If someone, like, you know, doing your job, if someone says, can you do that job, and you want to affirm that, you know, you say, I can, but you can also say, I can.
I can do it.
All right. But you want to affirm that in a sense of certainty. You say,
I can.
You're ascertaining.
Oh, sure, I can do it.
Right, okay.
For sure.
For sure. Sure. I picked that up just lately, too. I can't understand. I don't know whether it's just
for sure.
For sure, and sure, just sure.
Yeah, sure is a fairly common usage around here.
Yeah.
And for sure is a perhaps a jocular affirmation, I think. Most people who use it are playing cute when they do. I mean,
I started getting aware of it, and then I started to say certainly, and then it even sounds worse because, like, you know, that sounds more affected. You know,
just like we had a welder up at the plant years ago when I was in the plant. The plant superintendent told him to do a certain job, and he had a couple of other things he wanted to do first, so he did them first. The plant super comes out and starts raising hell with him and says, God damn it, Hedley, I told you to do that 5 hours ago. He said, yes, but you didn't say sure enough.
Okay. If now down here, the typical Southern term to have someone come back to your house is, as they're leaving, you might say, what?
Come back.
Right.
Come back now.
In terms of them, plural, would you ever say?
You all.
Y'all.
And I think you all is a very common usage. I use it.
Yeah, I do. One of the contentions in my marriage is my wife's from Pennsylvania, and she says use, and I say y'all. And she thinks I'm...
but I don't say y'all.
Yeah.
Now, your true Georgia, Alabama, South Carolinian, I think, says y'all.
I say y'all.
I say you all.
I think just because I'm lazy. How about, what do you say on December 25th when you greet somebody?
Merry Christmas.
Now, did you ever say anything different when you were a kid? Was there ever anything else involved with that?
I can remember. God, I must have been only so high, and if you hadn't brought it up, I'd never have thought of it. But when I was young, somebody came by our front yard on a Christmas day and said, Merry Christmas. And I said, Merry Christmas back. My grandmother was out there, and she said, well, you should say the same to you and many happy returns of the day.
Okay. You ever heard anybody say Christmas gift?
Christmas gift is a very, very old custom, I think. I don't think it exists now, unless it does among the blacks somewhere. But kids would go out on Christmas Day with a bundle of inconsequential gifts, and the first one that said Christmas gift to the other one had to give him something out of his bundle.